You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A factual data creation facility production. Welcome to the OFNT podcast, episode 216, which I'm calling Road Trip Incoming. Yeah, I'll be heading back down to Tennessee for my new abode's walkthrough, and then again at the end of the month for the closing. We've already started packing for the big move that will likely occur sometime in July, with trips down there in between. I'm looking forward to escaping New York with its high taxes, still expanding population, well, at least in my area, and ever-increasing crime. I'll certainly miss the convenience of New York, but it's not like I've never lived anywhere else before in my life. Well, how about we get this thing rolling? What do you say?
Yes! Yes!
Okay!
Before I get started, though, I'd like to give my one and only take on the riots. That's right, riots, not protests, that are going on at our nation's universities and colleges as I speak. I'll sum them up by describing these events as social media-inspired, perpetual narcissism, incited and fueled by Marxist operatives and propaganda. My advice, follow the money. Tech news. With Apple's Let Loose event looming on the horizon, there's been the corresponding prediction articles being littered all throughout my tech news feed. I'll spare the rundown of these boring articles.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Random voice I got off the internet. Well, anyway, for certain, we'll be seeing two new OLED screen iPad Pros, one 11-inch model and one 12.9-inch model, along with new Magic Keyboard attachments. We'll also see two new iPad Air models, one with an almost 11-inch screen and one with an almost 12.9-inch screen. These new iPad Airs will still be able to utilize the old Magic Keyboard accessories. We'll also probably see yet another new Apple Pencil added to the already crowded lineup. Other than that, well, your guess is as good as mine. Oh, and expect price increases for all products Apple announces. That's why the event is titled Let Loose, as in money from your wallet. Hey, thank you. I tell you, I get no respect. I'll be here all week, folks. Last Tuesday, Apple-owned Beats released the Beats Solo 4 over-the-ear headphones and the Beats Solo in-ear buds. The Solo 4 gets USB-C charging ports, spatial audio with head tracking, while using a hardwired USB-C cable connection via iOS, along with lossless high-res audio support for non-iOS sources. It also gets longer battery life, more comfortable foam, improved drivers, full Android support, and digital versus analog mics. Reviewers cite boosted high frequencies, no EQ adjustments, no active noise cancellation, and if you happen to wear glasses, you're in for an uncomfortable experience as negatives. The Beats Solo 4 will cost you $200. These Beats Solo Buds are the company's budget-friendly models, which cost $80. But you give up active noise cancellation and only have good versus great audio performance. Unlike all Beats and Apple earbud-style headphones, the Solos case doesn't have batteries inside of it. So, you won't be topping off your earbud's battery charge in between usage.
What?
Well, at least with the case. You'll only be able to charge them with a USB-C cable connected to some power source, which can include your phone, laptop, or tablet. Though you lose recharging your earbuds via the case, you gain portability. I find it funny that Apple is playing around with what the original pre-Apple Beats sound was, which helped make the Beats brand iconic. I enjoyed that original Beats sound. My first pair were manufactured by Monster Cable. Hey, remember them?
No.
I wonder what happened to that company. The bass audio frequencies were bumped a little bit in those originals, but they sounded superior to their competition back then. I like the sound of my current Beats Fit Pros, better than the much more expensive AirPods Pro second generation earbuds, especially for listening to podcasts. The AirPods sound too muffled to these old fart ears, but that might be because of all those heavy metal concerts and live fire weapon exercises over my many years have finally started taking their toll.
Yes.
You know, I'd probably appreciate the boosted high frequencies of the new Solo 4s. Well, pour one out for OG Voice Over Internet Protocol, or VoIP for short, service Skype, as Microsoft has killed off Skype for Business in favor of the company's Teams app. Well, it makes sense because Teams has a lot more features than Skype ever did. Regular Skype for non-business consumers will still be available, well, at least for now, but I'm not sure how long this will last. Skype was created and released way back in 2003, which some might consider as being the day by developers from Estonia. eBay bought Skype in 2005 for $2.6 billion and then sold a 65% stake to a Canadian investment firm in 2009. Then in 2011, Microsoft bought Skype for $8.5 billion and replaced the company's Windows Live Messenger product with it. I believe this was the beginning of Skype's demise. Skype was designed as a peer-to-peer system, but over the years, Microsoft turned it into a centralized system. Yeah, probably in order to monetize Skype more efficiently. I really see the Skype logo displayed on television media screens during remote interviews these days, like I used to. Video conferencing app Zoom has taken its place. Facebook Messenger has replaced Skype as the communication app of choice for ordinary consumers. I recall my daughter Jessica as being a frequent Skype user before smartphones were a thing. Well, things certainly change over time now, don't they?
Yeah, boy.
Gizmodo.com is reporting that wireless telephone service provider T-Mobile has acquired Mint Mobile for the sum of $1.35 billion. Another sign that smaller cellular service providers at least service on larger companies' networks to provide service, and I might add, frequently undercut their prices, are rapidly becoming a thing of the past. Speaking of the past, I've used Virgin Mobile, Boost, and others over the years before they were eventually bought by the big three, them being Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. The lower prices of these MVMOs, which stands for Mobile Virtual Network Operators, allowed me to have a cell phone back when I couldn't afford the then high prices of the larger networks. Competition is good, and acquisitions such as the Mint one eventually drive prices higher. On the bright side, T-Mobile has agreed to maintain the $15 per month deal Mint had for new and existing customers, but for how long? CNBC reports that Google has laid off 200 employees from the company's, quote, core unit, unquote, which is responsible for building the technical foundation behind Google's flagship products and ensuring online safety. Most of these firings, yeah, let's call them for what they are from Google's Sunnyvale, California offices, most being engineering roles. In a final slap in the face for these laid-off workers, the eliminated positions will be replaced by workers in India and Mexico. I wonder if these U.S.-based redundant workers will have to train their foreign replacements before leaving. Don't be evil, right? Learn to code my butt.
Yes.
Best economy ever, don't you think?
No. Come on, man.
What am I doing here?
I don't know.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
TikTok's effort to wall off U.S. user data only focused on front door while leaving the back door wide open, former employees say, unquote. And that's the headline from Fortune.com. Gee, tell us something we all didn't already suspect, why don't you? According to Patrick Spalding Ryan, hey, what a wonderful spook name, by the way, who serves as TikTok's lead technical program manager for, get this, security, from 2020 to 2022, claims employees routinely shared user data, including U.S. users, on internal communication systems that Chinese-based employees, which I'm sure some of which are also employed by Chinese state security, had access to. This was corroborated by another former TikTok employee who asked to remain anonymous. The internal communication system servers hosted in China and, of course, run by them. To sum this up, no matter what that cutout TikTok CEO Xiao Zixu, with his nice guy persona, told Congress about Project Texas, when he testified before Congress, was nothing more than the same old crap previously fed to the U.S. government by TikTok's parent company ByteDance. Recent revelations such as these were the impetus of the most recent push to ban TikTok, which ultimately led to the forced divestiture or banning of the controversial app becoming law. Now, Trump,
I beat China all the time.
Stop saying that you didn't. Tried to ban TikTok while he was in office, but the communist-controlled app's lobbyist managed to spread enough cash around Capitol Hill to stave off that attempt. Well, the clock is ticking for TikTok, and the hand striking the hour can't come soon enough, in my opinion. What say you? Tech I'm using. All my tech is working as expected, so there's not much to talk about this week. When I'm all settled down in Tennessee, I'd like to get my hands on an all-in-one Intel-based machine.
What?
In order to run Linux on it. Now, what distro of Linux I'll choose will be decided at that time. Now, don't think for a second that I'm thinking of abandoning the giant fruit company's semi-walled garden ecosystem.
No.
I just want to take a gander at what's going on outside of Apple's world tech view. Hey, but who knows? Perhaps I'll learn to appreciate their Freedom Linux promises. Anyway, my new construction house comes with a hardwired video doorbell, so I'll be leaving my Ring doorbell behind. I'm going to have a hardwired camera installed in the rear of the new place, so I don't know what I'm going to do with all those Ring outdoor cams I currently have. You can never have too many cameras, in my opinion. My indoor cams will be still utilized, though. Everything will be controlled by an installed central video panel, and I've been told all the gear is Amazon Alexa compatible. Therefore controllable, utilizing Amazon's digital assistant. As for the future, the only new tech from Apple I'm sort of looking forward to is the third-generation AirPods Pro, slated to be released this coming autumn. Not overly excited about it, though. I'll be skipping the iPhone 16, even with the promise of AI that comes with it. I'm just not all aboard with everything that tech is supposedly bringing. And forget about any virtual reality tech like the Vision Pro. Speaking of which, you don't hear much about those goggles even on the hardcore Apple-centric websites and podcasts. Like I've stated before, when augmented reality headsets resemble the average pair of spectacles, and that's glasses for us uncouth North Americans, then I'll give that technology, and pardon the pun, another look. But that type of product seems to be far off to the point where, considering my age, it just won't matter any longer.
Aww.
Yeah, boo-hoo. As my dear departed grandmother used to say, something I've never had, well, I'll never miss. I'm also looking to purchase a new television, of course because of the new house I'll be moving into, well, hopefully soon. While perusing televisions online and in stores, I'm shocked at how low, and you heard that right, low the prices are for them these days. I currently have a LG 65-inch model as my main set, and I can now buy a 75-inch set for a little over half of what I paid for the 65-inch model. It's sure nice to see something actually decrease in price for the consumer in these inflationary economic times.
I got hairy legs.
Come on, man.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop. And even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand. And even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Entertainment news. As I reported in the last episode, Spotify has added audiobooks to its catalog, and I'm taking full advantage of it. If you're a Spotify Prime subscriber, you get to listen to 15 hours of books per month at no extra charge. In my experience, that amounts to about 2 books. For me, this is a game changer, as I had previously discarded my premium Spotify subscription because Apple Music is included in my one subscription plan. Presently, I'm catching up on the Slough House series of spy thrillers by Mick Herron. Curiously, the first in the series of books, Slow Horses, has to be purchased while the latter volumes are free to premium subscribers. Spotify is also offering a plan for $10 per month that gives you the same 15 hours of audiobooks and ad-supported music. I don't see this being popular because for a little over a dollar more, you can get both music and audiobooks ad-free. Continuing with Spotify, the company is no longer providing song lyrics to users of the app's free ad-supported tiers. Well, at least in the U.S. market. Users of the free ad-supported tier have been reporting that they're unable to load lyrics but are instead getting a message which says, "Enjoy lyrics on Spotify Premium." Well, you can't blame the company, of course. They'd want more premium subscribers. That's how they stay in business, you know, by making a profit.
Huh?
And that's something that few people seem to understand these days. These free tier users can probably expect more advertisements between songs they play in the near future also. YouTube flooded their content with so many commercials that it made it almost impossible to watch, and that's why I decided to go premium with that service. YouTube also cracked down on ad blockers to the chagrin of many users. Streaming service Peacock announced that it's raising subscription prices starting mid-July. All tiers will see a $2 bump up in prices. It will now cost you $8 per month for Peacock Premium, which has ads, and $14 per month for Premium Plus, which has no ads. Now, I've been a subscriber to Peacock for 2 years now, but only because I've been able to get a yearly subscription for Peacock Premium at $25 per year. I hardly watch Peacock, save for a couple of movies here and there. All the television series I've enjoyed on the service have either ended or canceled, so unless I still get that $25 a yearly deal, I'll be dropping Peacock. These cable TV replacement services are pricing themselves out of business. I wish these media companies would just license their content out to services like Netflix, like they did years ago. They had to be making more money than they are now, with most reporting huge losses year after year. But then again, what do I really know? My lovely wife and I watched the Apple Plus produced movie Argylle on Friday evening. I thought it was okay, but for me, the plot had gotten a little too far-fetched after the midpoint. My wife seemed to enjoy the movie a lot more than I did. Maybe I'm just jaded. The good news about the movie is that there were no virtue signaling or sexual preference declarations, which are far too common in movies for the so-called modern audiences these days. I also hear that the movie Fall Guy, based on the old television series, is the same and brings back the what we were told was an out-of-date characterization of modern romance between men and women. Meaning these days, the male is portrayed as an ignorant, bumbling impediment to the strong boss woman character. This gives me hope that Hollywood has learned its lesson and may yet return to actually making movies most people can enjoy. Not just a certain slice of the public, who very rarely attends movies at theaters or even watches them on television. The recent writer's strike and resulting layoffs of a lot of these new audience writers with no real life experience other than college appears to be paying benefits lately. That and the loss of millions of dollars in revenue at box offices might just turn this thing around. Here's hoping that this trend bleeds over into television series production. Podcast news. Spike Magazine, which is an online newsletter basically, has been the victim of those so-called brand safety tool services that I've discussed in earlier episodes. To refresh your memory, these brand safety services seemingly sprung up overnight with dubious startup funding, mostly by odious non-governmental organizations, who in turn received the bulk of their funding from the government, mostly the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Defense, and claim they can help keep business brands safe from controversy by monitoring the content of web pages and podcasts. Well, you know the game by now. Only one side's opinions seem to be targeted. And in my opinion, these safety services, along with fact checkers, are mostly indirect government censoring of speech. These services, air quotes, advise advertisers who to and who not to advertise with, costing the content creators money, all in an attempt to get them to either toe the line or, better yet, shut them down completely. According to an article from Pod News, Spike Magazine, which is run out of the UK, has taken a major revenue hit due to a decrease in advertisers after being, quote, analyzed by one or more of these brand safety services. I've never heard nor looked at Spike News' website before, but upon reading this news, I took a quick gander at it. The website reminds me of Breitbart News here in the U.S., but of course is UK-centric. Like Breitbart, Spike is labeled as being far-right in its political leanings, but every media source that doesn't adhere to the current corporate government agenda, which these days are increasingly aligning, is labeled as far-right. You know, why don't we hear of any far-left websites? I get to say labels for thee, but not for me situation. I don't know about you, but mainstream media feels like one big psyop these days. And it's not just because it happens to be an election year. Anyway, for those planning to make podcasting a career, my advice would be not to depend on advertising for the source of the show's main income. I feel it would be better to adopt the Podfathers. Adam Curry's value-for-value method. I predict that eventually these indirectly government-funded censorship servers will go after podcast hosting services, but because of the format of podcasting, podcasters can get around that by alternate distribution methods, like hosting your show on your own server or using good old email for distribution, for example. Who'd have predicted that the novel 1984 would be used as a blueprint? As far as Podcasting Incorporated goes, it's been more of the same. Layoff and mergers abound as the correction continues. I'm of the opinion that this is a positive development overall. I'm proud to say that almost all of the podcasts I listen to are produced by independent studios. Here's a quick rundown of what I've been listening to recently. Of course, No Agenda, a media breakdown show hosted by Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak. Planet Rage, which is modeled after No Agenda, hosted by Larry Blinder and Darren O'Neill. The World of Everything, which is a daily news brief type of show with a slight Christian outlook. The Strata, a drama which takes place in a dystopian future, produced by Mark R. Healy. Haunted, the audio drama, by Impala Films. Honestly, with Barry Weiss, a news topic discussion from Barry Weiss, who left the New York Times because even though she considers herself to be on the left, the staff over at the Times had gotten too radical, even for her. Midnight Burger, a fiction podcast about a time-traveling diner and its staff. The Magnus Protocol from Rusty Quill. This is the follow-on of the Magnus Archives, but has been disappointing for me so far. Rusty Quill raised nearly $1 million on a GoFundMe campaign in order to fund the Magnus Protocol, but obviously not all that money went towards it. While the Magnus Archives had 30 to 40 minute episodes, Protocol usually has 15 to 20 minute episodes. I'll keep hanging in there in the hope it gets better. The Union of the Unwanted, which is hosted by numerous podcasters that have been kicked off various platforms. And finally, the X22 podcast, which at one time was canceled by all the big podcast indexes and was one of the reasons for the creation of the podcast index. What are you listening to? The music is playing as yet another night passes here on the outskirts of New York City. One more episode in the can and one less day I'll be spending in this house. Hey, I had to rush this episode, and if you get any noise in the background, it's because my neighbors decided to start playing music very loudly. I won't miss that about this place. Hope you enjoyed this episode. I enjoyed making it for you. If you like what you heard, you can make a donation using the link in the show notes. Any and all donations will be greatly appreciated. And you know, you can always reach me at ofntpodcast@gmail.com, and that's only if you're so inclined. I'd enjoy hearing from you. Remember, don't listen to what they say. Watch what they do. Aren't you getting tired of hearing my voice? So why don't you get out of its range by first getting off my lawn? Stay skeptical. I'm out.
See ya.
What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with two chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 support your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.